Do you have a hero? Is someone's hero you? Why would someone call you hero? What would make somebody yours? C-O-U-R-A-G-E. Although the qualities that make up a hero are many, one fundamental characteristic of heroism is undeniably courage. In one of his most critical studies, David Hawkins, director of the Institute of Advanced Theoretical Research, shares about his findings regarding levels of human consciousness. David Hawkins refers to the various levels of human consciousness as energy levels. Death is the lowest energy level at zero energy level points, and the highest level of consciousness is enlightenment, which is 700 to 1,000 energy level points. Just hovering near death in the energy level spectrum is shame, which is the energy level that's associated with such dangerous behaviors as brutality, paranoia, bizarre crimes, including serial killings. And just above shame is guilt, which weighs in at 30 energy level points. Guilt is responsible for behaviors such as remorse, self-recrimination, masochism, being accident-prone, and being suicidal. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, just after enlightenment, is peace, with 600 energy level points assigned to it. To reach this level of consciousness is very rare, attained by 1 in 10 million people. The experience at this level is blissful, and people who calibrate here are known for having made major contributions to society. Now, just under peace and on the way to enlightenment is joy at 540 points, and just before joy is love with 500 energy level points to claim. Hawkins' study reveals that all levels below 200 energy level points, which include in their respective order shame, guilt, apathy, grief, fear, desire, anger, and pride, are energy levels which are destructive of life in both the individual and society at large. All levels above 200, neutrality, willingness, acceptance, reason, love, joy, peace, enlightenment, are constructive expressions of power. 200 energy level points is the breakthrough point for human beings. 200 is where we break through. Level 200 is courage. Courage. Imagine. Courage is where we break through as human beings from destructive living to constructive living. Consider that courage is so much bigger than merely overcoming fear. Courage is the gateway to living a powerful life, of living a life beyond mere survival. Courage is the beginning of anything is possible. Several years ago, my sister faced one of the most difficult challenges of her life. Her husband was wrongly accused of rape, guilty with no evidence to support the accusation, none. He was sentenced to 20 years in a state prison. Her children were 7 and 2. For 5 years, she stood for his innocence. For 5 years, she stood for his freedom. For 5 years, and with 2 young children to raise, she stood, sometimes in a crowd, often all by herself. 5 years of headlines and shame. 5 years. For 5 years, she battled shame. What did the neighbors think? Will I lose my job? 5 years, she struggled with her guilt. Wrong place, wrong time, my fault. 5 years of wrestling with grief. Death would be better than this. 5 years of warring fear. Prison visits, child psychologists, what will the future bring? She fought anger and never gave in to what was best for her, what she wanted. She stood and she fought. After 5 years of tears and sweat and pure guts, her husband was released. The verdict was overturned, and the case went down in history as one of the very first DNA cases ever, and they eventually won a multi-million-dollar settlement. She stood and she won. Courage is expected to deliver, and it will, every time. It was her weapon, and with it she won. She had to cause something for herself beyond bitterness and hate. She had to turn the other cheek, forgive, and generate an unmerited love for people just because that's what it would take. That's what it took to fight that fight. In the fight of your life, it takes courage. She was in a fight for her life, and she fought, and she won. You're my profile in courage, my little sister. You are my muse and the most courageous person I know. You are, in fact, my hero. What does it take to move beyond shame, guilt, apathy, grief, fear, desire, anger, and pride? What does it take to give up a position, to be willing and accepting, to smile at someone when you'd rather spit on them? It takes courage, and a lot of it, and not the action hero kind. It takes a kind that allows you to intentionally cause love, joy, and peace when you're up against it. It takes the kind that allows you to live a life inspired. Hawkins' study reveals that 85% of the world population calibrates below 200 energy level points. Yes, 85% of the human beings in the world operate below the level of courage. They're operating at a destructive level of consciousness, and 2.6% of the population is responsible for 72% of society's problems. That leaves the 15% who are operating between level 200 and 700, the 15% who have caused a breakthrough in living a powerful life. Hawkins goes on to demonstrate that were it not for the 15% of the world population that calibrates between 200 and 700, between courage and love, humankind, as we know it, would self-destruct, would cease to exist. We would literally destroy ourselves. Consider that you are one of the 15% who literally, by virtue of the stand that you have taken for life working, you are one of very few who sustain human life as we know it. No kidding. That is serious business. You should deal with that. Your commitment to have your life work has global ramifications affecting people on the other side of the world. That is the real deal. Now, I have not had my fact checkers examine these statistics, and guess what? I don't need to. The shoe fits. Try it on. How often do you find yourself in the middle of a conversation for no possibility with someone and you want to pull your hair out or theirs? How many casual comments about how life sucks must we endure? Those conversations for no possibility just won't do, because the world is hungry for a hero. The world is starving for a hero, and not the Hollywood kind. We're hungry for the kind of hero who will generate the courage that will bring forth a new view of life when the old view is so familiar and so comfortable. We're hungry for someone who's willing to generate the courage to give up their position when they're smack dab in the middle of defending it. That kind of heroism takes this kind of courage. The courage to say yes when everyone else is saying no. To be who you say you are when who you say you are is not popular. To declare a stand for something and to live by that stand or die trying. Courage. Imagine. Do you have a hero? Is someone's hero you? Why would someone call you hero? What would make somebody yours? Every time you keep your word or suck it up or take a stand or give a damn, courageous. You fall, you get up. You push through and you press on, heroic. Every time you do that, you're somebody's hero. You lend a hand, you take a risk, you don't look back. You are the courageous. You are a hero. C-O-U-R-A-G-E. Although the qualities that make up a hero are many, one fundamental characteristic of heroism is undeniably courage. Today, access your courage so you can tap into your power and celebrate who you really are. Because the hero on the big screen, the one in the novel, he ain't the guy. You are. You're the 15%. You are real, and you're the real deal. That's serious. No kidding. Today, you are someone's hero. So today, just deal with that.